from the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next hour, I'll be reading from the Triangle Business Journal. Cover story this week, 40 Under 40. The Triangle is packed with rising stars, and this year's 40 Under 40 Awards winners exemplify the energy that makes the region shine. Before that, we'll do the biz section, and then we'll get right into the cover. Biz is written and compiled by managing editor Dane Huffman. Time for Central Prison to move? For a century, the gloomy Gothic walls of Central Prison loomed over Raleigh, only to be replaced in the 1980s by the bland, blocky fortress that exists today. The current structure stands in stark contrast to the energy around it. With Dix Park on the rise, with its vibrant new Gibson Play Plaza, enchanting sunflowers, and more amenities on the way. Dix Park's emergence and some real issues for Central Prison raise the question about whether now is the time for the city and state to get serious about moving the prison and reimagining its nearly 41 acres. There's an obvious dichotomy in the fact that 1,000 prisoners and 119 men on death row sleep near Boylan Heights, where a two-bedroom home costs $500,000. But the prison has challenges, noted by the large blue sign advertising the need for correctional officers. Those salaries start at $37,621, third lowest in the nation, and below the $43,806 South Carolina pays. Central Prison has only filled 544 of its 829 positions, according to the Department of Adult Correction, and the DOAC is hoping for General Assembly help to address the issue. The bottom line, though, is those jobs would be welcome in other parts of the state. Officials at the Department of Adult Corrections say there are no serious discussions at the moment about moving the prison, and all those conversations take time. Just look at how long it's taken for the serious efforts to revamp the Blue Ridge Corridor to bear fruit. Back in 2015, Raleigh agreed to pay the state $52 million for the 306 acres of Dix Park. What a win for all concerned. In a city thirsting for new housing, Central Prison offers a substantial amount of land and substantial opportunity for all involved. Big changes coming in Southern Pines. A pair of century-old golf resorts in Southern Pines have changes coming. Mid Pines Inn and Golf Club and Pine Needles Lodge and Golf Club, located across the street on Midland Road, have been sold to Marine and Lawn Hotels, a division of AJ Capital Partners of Nashville, Tennessee. But ownership of the golf courses will still be held by Kelly Miller, president and CEO of the group that owns the resorts, and their two golf courses designed by Donald Ross. Significant upgrades to these properties will be in store. According to a news release, Mid Pines Inn, founded in 1921, will undergo a total reconstruction, shutting down the hotel for 6 to 8 months starting in the fall. Pine Needles, founded in 1928, will have a redesigned weddings and event venue, and both hotels will feature new guest rooms. Clinton Group grabs breeze-through locations. A longtime company out of Clinton has bought 15 convenience stores from a group out of Cary, according to the CSP news outlet that covers the convenience industry. Cary Oil Company has sold those breeze-through markets to the Sampson Bladen Oil Company as it divests its breeze-through brand. Matrix Capital Markets Group, in a news release, said it advised Cary Oil on the deal. Cary Oil will continue to focus on its wholesale fuel distribution business, which supplies roughly 1,000 dealers. Sampson Bladen Oil Company dates to 1936, and the family-owned company now has 125 stores across North Carolina. Sampson Bladen Oil Company is a fourth-generation family business, now led by President John Litton Clark. Northridge lands thrift shop with upscale vibe. You don't think of the Northridge area in Raleigh as a likely location for a thrift shop, but a national chain sees an opportunity. Uptown Cheapskate, which focuses on trendy brands and styles, has filed permits to take over a space in the Falls Village Shopping Center off Falls of Neuse Road, across from Northridge Country Club. The new store will be its fourth Triangle location, joining stores near NC State University and others in Apex and Durham. the first Uptown Cheapskate store in 2009 in Salt Lake City. It now has more than 130 locations in 23 states. In West Raleigh, Harris Teeter is to close a Raleigh location. It's rare for a grocery store to close in Raleigh, especially an established one such as Harris Teeter, but that's what's happening at a location on Western Boulevard. The Kroger Company, the parent company to Harris Teeter, is eliminating underperforming locations, including the one at 5563 Western Boulevard. That store is in the Plaza West Shopping Center, will close by July 20th. The company said the move is part of a strategic market review. We'll go right into the cover story now, and if time permits, we can come back and read some of the reporter pages. 40 Under 40, 25th anniversary. For the 25th year, Triangle Business Journal recognizes 40 of the Triangle's best and brightest business and community leaders, all under the age of 40. These rising stars in local business world have distinguished themselves in their companies, their communities, and their industries, all before their 40th birthday. These young professionals are executives, innovators, and entrepreneurs who represent our region's next generation of business leaders. Our first honoree is Andre Anthony, CEO of Dorcas Ministries. He's 37 years old. What community causes have you been involved in during the past year, the Triangle Business Journal asked. Chambers of Commerce, YMCA of the Triangle, Vaccine Ambassadors, Wake County Smart Start, Rotary Club, Wake County Health and Human Services. What is the greatest obstacle you have overcome in your career? Navigating and leading a successful merger between Dorcas Ministries and Western Wake Crisis Ministry was one of my greatest career obstacles. Bringing together two distinct organizational cultures, aligning our missions, and managing the complexities of transition required thoughtful leadership, empathy, and strategic vision. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? The nonprofit sector will experience a transformative shift toward greater collaboration and consolidation. Additionally, technology integration will accelerate, enabling nonprofits to improve efficiency, data-driven decision-making, and accessibility of services. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Always prioritize relationships over transactions. What do you know now that you wished you knew at the start of your career? I've learned that vulnerability and authenticity in leadership are strengths, not weaknesses. Early on, I thought leaders needed to project perfection and absolute certainty. Now I understand that transparency, humility, and openness foster greater trust, deeper collaboration, and stronger organizational cultures. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Brené Brown, Simon Sinek, Brian Stevenson, Mackenzie Scott, and Adam Grant. What is your secret talent? Understanding people, what motivates them, what inspires them, and how they approach challenges. Mr. Anthony lives in Cary, and he was born in Newark, New Jersey. Our next honoree is Kyler Bender, Director of Southeast Business Development and Principal of Bolton & Mink. Mr. Bender's 39 years old. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? The Town of Holly Springs Athletics, Early Childhood STEM School Volunteering. What's the greatest obstacle you have overcome in your career? Leaving close friends in my business network in Minnesota to start something brand new in Raleigh. I moved to Minnesota for a pretty girl, she's now my pretty wife, with no real connections. However, I made lifelong friends and a robust business network. This beautiful, successful adventure was the biggest career obstacle. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? The emergence of private equity in design and engineering firms. Private equity-funded mergers and acquisitions have increased exponentially the last 2 years, consolidating the AE market. This activity will be a big change for industry. What's the best advice you've ever been given? The biggest initiatives require your best leaders to lead from the front. What do you know now that you wished you knew at the start of your career? I wish I knew the importance of relationships. This business is smaller than you think. It's amazing how friends made many years ago have an impact on business decisions today. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Walt Disney. Being from Central Florida, he's kind of an icon. What is your secret talent? probably woodworking. Not many people know I love to build things at my home. Mr. Bender, as he said, is from Florida, Winter Garden, Florida, and he now lives in Raleigh. The honorees are in no particular order other than alphabetical, by the way. The next one is Valerie Bono. She's the Director of Business Development at Barnhill, and she's 36 years old. What community causes have you been involved in during the past year? Children's Flight of Hopes, Hops for Hope, the Holt Brothers Foundation's Ultimate Game Day, Marbles Imagination Ball, and the Future Me Fair, Leadership Raleigh, and the Raleigh Chamber's Board of Advisors. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Claiming my seat at the table in a male-dominated industry. At 5'1" and under 40, I've had to stand tall, show resilience, and ensure that no one mistakes my kindness for weakness. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? The construction industry will see a shift in delivery methods, such as design build, to streamline project timelines and enhance collaboration. This will be coupled with the growing demand for data centers driven by digital expansion. Automation and AI will enhance efficiency, address labor shortages, and improve project timelines. What's the best advice you've ever been given? My dad always told me to shoot for the stars and never be complacent. What do you know now that you wished you knew at the start of your career? I'm blessed to have found the construction industry and would choose it again if I had to do it over. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Susan B. Anthony, Amelia Earhart, and Rosa Parks, plus Taylor Swift, Tina Fey, and Amy Poehler. What's your secret talent? I grew up loving Britney Spears and can impersonate her vocals. Miss Bono is from Florida originally, but she now lives in Raleigh. Our next 40 under 40 honoree is Erica Brandt, Assistant Director, Housing and Neighborhoods, the City of Raleigh. And Miss Brandt is 33 years old. What community causes have you been involved in during the past year? Currently, I support Equity Before Birth, an amazing organization that cares for black and brown parents and their babies by providing financial assistance and critical pregnancy and postpartum support. What's the greatest obstacle you have overcome in your career? Figuring out how to balance work and life with two young children, ages 1 and 3, has been a challenge. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? How we address homelessness and housing affordability. Raleigh's rapid growth and rising costs have doubled unsheltered homelessness since 2020. We're investing in affordable housing, but supply alone won't solve the problem. What's the biggest advice you've ever been given? My dad often says, don't let perfect be the enemy of the good. What do you know now that you wish you knew at the start of your career? I wish I could tell my younger self that almost everything can be learned. I'm shy and introverted by nature, so for a long time I thought that leadership roles weren't for me, but there are many ways to lead. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Shane Phillips, an urban planner at UCLA and host of the Housing Voice podcast. He's a walking encyclopedia of housing research. I would also invite the cast of Parks and Recreation. What's your secret talent? I'd love to dabble in new things, even if I'm bad at them. Miss Brandt was born in Knoxville, Tennessee, and currently lives in Raleigh. Andrew Capranos is our next honoree. He's the president of 10 Federal, and he's 34 years old. What community causes have you been involved in during the past year? I'm actively involved in coaching youth hockey, which allows me to teach teamwork, accountability, and resilience to the next generation. It's been one of the most rewarding parts of my year. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Driving innovation in a traditionally conservative industry has required changing minds, processes, and long-standing norms, all while scaling fast. Leading that cultural and operational shift has been both the biggest challenge and the most rewarding. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? The self-storage industry is on the cusp of a major transformation driven by automation, artificial intelligence, and digital infrastructure. From fully autonomous rentals to AI-powered pricing and customer support, technology will fundamentally reshape how storage is operated, managed, and experienced. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Invest in building the right people and processes. Results are just the byproduct of a strong foundation and a well-aligned team. What do you know now that you wished you knew at the start of your career? That you don't have to have all the answers to lead effectively. You just have to keep learning, stay consistent, and surround yourself with great people. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Warren Buffett, Indra Nooyi, and Elon Musk. What is your secret talent? Simplifying complex problems and building systems that scale. Mr. Kapranos was born in Toronto, Canada, and currently lives in Raleigh. Catherine Clodfelter is a partner at Parker Poe Adams & Bernstein, and she's 38 years old. What community causes have you been involved in during the past year? CASA, that's C-A-S-A, Raleigh Civic Symphony Association, and the North Carolina Bar Association. What is the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Growing up, I wanted to be an inventor, so I chose a math and science college major. Unfortunately, I was terrible at both. By junior year, I came close to failing multiple classes. I stuck it out and completed the major instead of switching, but as a result of that experience, I don't take myself too seriously, and no subject matter scares me. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? Law firms have been consolidating over the past decade. Large law firms are getting larger, medium law firms are disappearing, and small law firms are feeling the burden of an increasing number of jurisdictional rules or technology that cost too much. The greatest challenge we face is making sure we don't force practitioners out of practice so that lawyers can continue to serve all members of a community. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Proceed until apprehended. I like that. What do you know now that you wished you knew at the start of your career? Don't set goals around what you're going to be when you grow up. Set goals around what you're going to do. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Any and all scientists who can help me invent an alternative to cars. What's your secret talent? Cognitive empathy. And Ms. Clodfelter was born in Charlotte but lives in Raleigh. Our next honoree is Kenneth Combs, owner of CQC Home. Mr. Combs is 39 years old. What community causes have you been involved in during the past year? In 2024, I launched a workforce development program focused on providing skills training and employment opportunities for individuals from underrepresented communities. I've also led several charitable renovation projects through CQC Home. As part of my role with the Home Builders Association, I've helped organize local volunteer efforts and support initiatives that promote affordable housing, sustainability, and economic development in our community. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Learning how to scale a business without sacrificing quality or company culture. As CQC Home grew from a small carpentry outfit into a multi-million-dollar design and build firm, I had to shift from doing everything myself to building systems, processes, and a leadership team. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? The integration of advanced technology and AI into both the design and build process. Additionally, the industry will likely face increased demand for sustainable building practices, energy-efficient materials, and aging-in-place solutions as homeowners become more eco-conscious and plan to stay in their homes longer. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Work yourself out of a job. True leadership is about building systems and empowering others so the business can thrive without me in the day-to-day. What do you know now that you wish you knew at the start of your career? It's okay not to have all the answers. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Elon Musk, Warren Buffett, Sarah Blakely, Richard Branson, and Fred Case. What is your secret talent? Finding great people. And Mr. Combs was born in Durham and still lives there. 40 Under 40 honoree Michael Crook is the Executive Director of Commercial Banking at Wells Fargo Bank. He is 39 years old. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Center for Entrepreneurial Development, East Carolina University Alumni Association, and ECU Foundation. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Early in my career, I left Raleigh for New York City with no network and little market knowledge. Over the course of the first year, I leaned into the opportunity, the community, and the culture. Through thoughtful partnership and genuine relationship building, I earned the respect of the team and leadership, made immediate tangible impact, and was promoted to lead commercial banking teams at the age of 28. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? The biggest change coming to the banking industry is how risk and growth are managed between the confluence of human expert judgment and artificial intelligence. What's the best advice you've ever been given? 1, treat others the way you want to be treated. 2, do the right thing every time, especially when no one is looking. And 3, ask for what you want and expect to get it, but only after you've worked tirelessly to earn it. What do you know now that you wished you knew at the start of your career? Run your own race. Each experience fosters personal and professional growth to shape a path to leadership and success. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Mike Krzyzewski, Dolores Jordan, who's Michael Jordan's mother, The Rock, Chris Stapleton, and my mom. What's your secret talent? Empathetic leadership and feedback. Mr. Cook was born in Raleigh and lives in Raleigh. Charlie Du is a program manager at Fujifilm Diosynth Biotechnologies USA, and he's 32 years old. What community causes have you been involved in during the past year? The Wake County SPCA, blood donor, and participant in the American Heart Association Heart Walk. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? I entered the workforce as a 22-year-old project engineer. I mostly oversaw construction projects early on. Managing subcontractors much older than I was very difficult at first, especially since I had zero construction background. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? Reduced energy consumption for pharmaceutical manufacturing facilities. The pharmaceutical industry is producing medicines at a higher quality and with less energy consumption than ever before. A&E firms and equipment vendors have been successful in recent years convincing owners to pursue innovative technologies. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Assume positive intent, always. What do you know now that you wished you knew at the start of your career? Embrace failure and learn from others' mistakes. The faster you fail, the faster you can end up on the right track. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Phil Jackson, former NBA basketball coach. He created environments built upon embracing individuality and respect. In project management, the success of the project relies on the achievements of the project team. Jackson's approach to basketball success could be leveraged to build successful teams in the workplace. What's your secret talent? I play the drums. I have a drum kit up in my attic and play all the time. And Mr. Du was born in Jacksonville, Florida, and now lives in Morrisville. The next 40 Under 40 honoree is Monica Dongri. She's a senior employment counsel at RTI International, and she's 39 years old. What community causes have you been involved in during the past year? I volunteer with several organizations within the legal community. Last year, I volunteered to deliver employment law training to an area pro bono organization. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? I graduated from law school during the Great Recession, and jobs were hard to come by. Though difficult, this period taught me a lot about myself and about networking. Excuse me. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? I expect the legal field to reimagine the model for legal services delivery in the near future, with alternative fee arrangements and creative staffing approaches to maximize value for clients. What's the best advice you've ever been given? The early bird gets the worm. My goal is to wake up early to exercise each day because it helps kickstart my energy and ensures I don't skip my daily workout. What do you know now that you wished you knew at the start of your career? RTI is my dream job. I only wish I'd known about it sooner. I feel fortunate to work for an organization that is dedicated to improving the human condition and that has a track record of success over almost 70 years. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Sarah Koenig from the Serial podcast, Hillary Clinton, Oprah, Amy Poehler, and my closest girlfriends. And what is your secret talent? I love to cook. And Miss Dongri was born in Greenville, South Carolina, and she now lives in Durham. Kira Duffy is the co-founder and director of therapy at 33 Health. What community causes have you been involved in during the past year? I've enjoyed volunteering with my therapy dog, Lucy, bringing smiles to residents and senior communities. I also gave presentations on fall prevention, technology, and healthy aging. Additionally, I serve on the Professional Advisory Council on Modern Aging in Place. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Starting 33 Health in March 2020, right before the pandemic, presented a major challenge. Marketing our services to senior living communities was nearly impossible. It forced us to rethink our approach and be more patient while still building meaningful connections. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? As Medicare continues to shift, the focus will be on preventive care, which will help seniors maintain mobility and independence while reducing health care costs over time. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Be absolutely intolerant of anything other than first-class work. What do you know now that you wished you knew at the start of your career? As an OT, I was focused on helping one patient at a time. Leaving direct care was a tough decision, but it became clear that stepping into leadership could have an even bigger impact. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? My late Grandma Stiegel would be at the top of the guest list. She taught me compassion, patience, and always encouraged me. What's your secret talent? I'm a pro at organizing. And Miss Duffy was born in Westwood, New Jersey, and now lives in Durham. Ann Dyer is the tax managing director of BDO, and she's 32 years old. What community causes have you been involved in during the past year? I've been actively involved with Ronald McDonald House Charities of the Triangle as a member of the Red Shoe Crew, a group of business leaders who support the well-being of families with seriously ill children by volunteering time and energy in hands-on ways. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? After starting my career in Charlotte, I relocated to Raleigh in 2019, just before the pandemic hit. This made building a community and learning a new city even more challenging. 2 years later, I applied for Leadership Raleigh and joined the BDO Raleigh team, both of which helped me invest in local relationships and start to make Raleigh feel like home. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? There's a real shortage of talent entering the accounting industry. We need to ensure that people see accounting as a sustainable, desirable career. What's the biggest advice you've ever been given? Be an advocate for yourself. Speak up about what you want and what you need. What do you know now that you wished you knew at the start of your career? Building a career is all about building relationships. Growing your network in a genuine way opens doors and creates opportunities for connection, growth, and success. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Taylor Swift, Cody Rigsby of Peloton, and James Clear, author of Atomic Habits. And what is your secret talent? I'm a quick learner when it comes to games, whether it's sports, puzzles, board games, etc. Miss Dyer is from New Jersey, and she now lives in Raleigh. James Eason is the group manager, education, and healthcare at McAdams, and he's 38 years old. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Regularly involved with Holy Name of Jesus Cathedral Parish Initiative donations, Durham Rescue Mission food drives, yearly Toys for Tots family donations, and Hurricane Helene relief drives. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? After 30 years of work being mainly in the real estate sector, our leadership pushed my predecessors and I to truly grow the company into the public sector. We have had a ton of success and continue to grow our footprint in the non-real estate market. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? Engineers are slow to change, but given the labor shortages all companies face, technology is going to be key to keeping up with the growth. What's the best advice you have ever been given? Always be training your replacement. That's how you grow. What do you know now that you wished you knew at the start of your career? If you're successful, you reach a point in time in your career where the to-do list is never done and the inbox is never empty, and that's okay. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Elon Musk, Garth Brooks, Phil Mickelson, Simon Sinek, Brandon Webb, Willie Robertson, John Daly, and Kevin O'Leary. What's your secret talent? Loading a washing machine to full capacity, per my wife, or full efficiency, as I call it. Mr. Easton was born in Macclesfield, North Carolina, and lives in Raleigh now. Honoree Olivia Ecker is the Senior Director, People Experience North America, Vital Edge Technologies. She's 34 years old. What community causes have you been involved in during the past year? Raleigh Metro Society for Human Resources Management, Activate Good, Youth Ambassadors for Service, Meredith College's School of Business Advisory Board, Dress for Success, North Carolina. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Earlier in my career, I struggled with my age and the imposter syndrome that comes with being in rooms with people twice my age. I've now learned that any age can also be a superpower. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? Introducing AI to the technology industry and the customer industries we support will allow people experience professionals internally to automate repetitive tasks and build capacity to focus on more strategic initiatives. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Always invest in your education, because when other things change, you will always have what you learned to lead you to your next experience or opportunity. What do you know now that you wish you knew at the start of your career? While every career risk brings about a level of uncertainty, it also brings valuable personal growth and professional development. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Former and current managers and mentors: Joanne Dio, Mike Kaplan, Steve Esposito, Alexis Hull, Lisa Packard, Pickard, David Gilbert, Phil Dana, Josh Jones, Will Barfield, Terry Harrell, Wendy Madison, Mike Garrity, and Monica Wilson. What's your secret talent? I'm very observant and often notice things others miss. Miss Ecker was born in Hanover, Pennsylvania, and now lives in Cary. Matthew Filter is our next honoree. He's the Economic Development Manager at the Durham County Economic Development. He's 39 years old. What community causes have you been involved in during the past year? Triangle Beagle Rescue. Our family fosters senior beagles that have been surrendered to shelters due to no fault of their own. I'm also involved with the New Frontier Network at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Within a relatively short period of time, my wife and I unexpectedly lost three of our four parents. It was hard to focus on work while dealing with the grief and all of the administrative stuff that goes along with it. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? Local governments in North Carolina will be expected to do more with existing or more limited resources. What's the best advice you've ever been given? The right answer at the wrong time is the wrong answer. Timing matters. Be patient and strategic. What do you know now that you wished you knew at the start of your career? Making mistakes is perfectly all right, and in some cases desirable. They aren't a thumbs-up, thumbs-down referendum on your entire self-worth. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Ralph Lauren, my father Mike, my father-in-law Coy, John Coltrane, David Coggins, John F. Kennedy, and two college professors of mine, Craig Ruff and Mark Leff. What's your secret talent? I have an impressive depth of knowledge regarding the 1990s NBA and WNBA eras. Mr. Filter was born in Springfield, Illinois, and lives in Durham. Honoree Jessica Floyd is the general counsel at PBS North Carolina. She's 39 years old. What community causes have you been involved in during the past year? UNC System Executive Leadership Institute member, Triangle Aquatic Center Community Service for the Titan Swim Team, and member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? As the first lawyer in my family, I'm honored to have navigated the legal landscape in a way that has made my family and community proud. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? The continued evolution and implementation of artificial intelligence and related legal concerns. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Anything worth having is worth working hard for. What do you know now that you wished you knew at the start of your career? I wish I had known how readily you can create the intersection of passion and opportunity. Intentionality is the key. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? My mom, Oprah Winfrey, and Robert Smith. And what is your secret talent? She's a classical pianist. Miss Floyd was born in Durham and lives in the Research Triangle. Jonathan Franklin is the town manager in Pittsburgh. He's 39 years old. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? CORA, that's C-O-R-A, Food Pantry, Pittsburgh Rotary Club, Community Organizing for Racial Equity, and the Boys and Girls Club. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Managing a local government during COVID and social protests. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? A continual degradation of local control due to changes in state law. What's the best advice you've ever been given? If you're going to do something, do it right. And that came from his father. What do you know now that you wished you knew at the start of your career? Put your people first and the budget second. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Tiger Woods, John F. Kennedy, Dave Chappell, and Neil Armstrong. What is your secret talent? It wouldn't be a secret if I told you, Mr. Franklin said. He was born in Climax, North Carolina, and lives in Pittsburgh. 40 Under 40 honoree Tyler Graybeal is the CEO of Southern Outdoor Restoration, and he's 37 years old. What community causes have you been involved in during the past year? Raleigh Rescue Mission and also Congruent Leadership, a discipleship ministry for men. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Early on the morning of August 31st, 2020, Marcel Burns Jr. was hit head-on. After 37 surgeries and 15 months of fighting hard, he died of his injury. Marcel had joined SOR in 2016 and had been promoted to operations manager in 2019 after years of hard work and dedication. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? There's a lot of consolidation taking place in the HOA management industry, which is one of our largest customer verticals. What's the best advice you've ever been given? My father always used to quote Henry Ford, "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right." What do you know now that you wished you knew at the start of your career? Life is not a dress rehearsal. With a constant focus on the future, I certainly let the present slip through my fingers at times over the last 13 years. But the foundation we built now serves as a solid footing. We did more revenue last year than the first 8 years combined. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? George Sewell, who was an early client, Ray Sigler, who was a mentor, Mike Hendren, who was an advisor who was really pushed me, and Laura Graybeal, the most loving and supporting wife I could ask for. What is your secret talent? I'm a 3-time state runner-up natural voice turkey caller. How about that? Mr. Graybeal is from Washington, D.C. originally, but lives in Raleigh now. Honoree Jenny Hager is the leasing representative at Highwoods Properties. She's 39 years old. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Dress for Success of the Triangle, National Association for Industrial and Office Parks, Triangle Area Office Building Association, and Blue Ridge Corridor Alliance. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? The pandemic brought lasting challenges to the CRE industry, including restricted in-person property tours at the time. To adapt, I proactively purchased a drone, learned to operate it, and produced marketing videos for my team. This creative solution helped us stand out in a competitive market and even contributed to the sale of an office building at the highest price per square foot in its sub-market. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? The work-from-home office setup will ultimately reveal its inefficiencies both in business productivity and personal well-being. While it can be effective in certain situations, overall people collaborate more effectively in person, and society thrives when individuals are actively engaged in their communities. What's the best advice you've ever been given? My dad told me at a young age, "It's nobody's bad day but yours." I try my best not to deflect my personal problems onto others. What do you know now that you wished you knew at the start of your career? Success doesn't happen overnight, nor should it. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? My maternal grandmother and namesake, Virginia Jenny Quinn, Princess Diana, and Robin Williams. What's your secret talent? Guitar and ping pong. Miss Hager was born in Greensboro and now lives in Raleigh. Davida Hamilton is the next honoree. She's a realtor at Dream Bridge Realty, powered by Keller Williams Elite Realty, and she's 39 years old. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? I serve as a community engagement manager with Girl Scouts NC, Coastal Pines, fundraising chair for Raleigh Wake Jack and Jill of America, and an active member of the Triangle Park chapter of the Lynx. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Stepping out on my own as an independent agent was a major leap of faith. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? Technology. With AI on the rise, I wouldn't be surprised if home searches weren't strictly AI. At the same time, the agent's role will evolve. People will still want a human, but they'll expect more efficiency, faster communication, because they will expect us to perform like AI. What's the best advice you've ever been given? The more doors you knock on, the more opportunity. If you haven't had any doors open, you haven't knocked enough. What do you know now that you wished you knew at the start of your career? It's okay not to have all the answers at the beginning. Confidence grows with experience, and progress comes from staying consistent, not perfect. Also, the journey is just as valuable as the destination, and that every setback is setting you up for something greater. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Joe Dispenza, Jay Shetty, Glenda Baker, and Les Brown. What's your secret talent? Uplifting others. Miss Hamilton was born in Concord and now lives in Durham. Helen Hobson is our next honoree. She's the Chief Communications Officer for Legal Aid of North Carolina, and she's 28 years old. What community causes have you been involved in during the past year? The Wake County SPCA. I not only donate to the organization, but also adopted two bully breeds, Bonnie and Clyde, a father-daughter bonded pair. They are the loves of my life. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Early in my career, I struggled with imposter syndrome, often doubting my abilities and feeling like I wasn't good enough. I've been fortunate to have an incredible group of leaders at Legal Aid of North Carolina who have consistently lifted me up, provided guidance, and helped me build confidence in my role. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? In the next 5 to 10 years, technology and social media will continue to reshape how nonprofits engage with supporters. The way people think about donating is also shifting, with more emphasis on transparency, impact, and immediate online giving. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. What do you know now that you wished you knew at the start of your career? Learning is a continuous process for everyone, no matter how experienced you are. Asking for help or admitting that you don't know something isn't a weakness. It's part of growing. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Anthony Bourdain, Rihanna, Patti Smith, and Banksy. What's your secret talent? I can say the Pledge of Allegiance in a few different languages. And Miss Hobson was born in Charlotte and now lives in Raleigh. James Jolly is the next 40 Under 40 honoree. He's a partner at Smith Anderson Blunt Dorset Mitchell & Jernigan. He's 39 years old. What community causes have you been involved in during the past year? Engaging in pro bono work and building the capacity of my colleagues to engage in pro bono work is both my professional responsibility and a passion of mine. Within the past year, I have led efforts both at Smith Anderson and among the larger legal community to address unmet legal needs. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? I'm really happy that I chose to start my career teaching, as it taught me so much and helped me develop as a professional and as a leader. However, as I started my legal career, it was easy to feel like I was behind. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? Rapidly changing government policy and the growing impact of AI. What's the best advice you've ever been given? As a kid, I was working on a project and needed to ask others for help. I was getting nervous about making the ask, and my dad told me, "The worst thing they can say is no." The optimism that is captured in that advice has stuck with me. What do you know now that you wished you knew at the start of your career? First, relationships are paramount in everything we do. Second, people want to be helpful. They want to support you, and it's okay to ask for help. What's your secret talent? Song lyrics have a way of working their way into my brain and never leaving. Mr. Jolly was born in Shelby and now lives in Raleigh. Casey Kobala is a senior associate at Kilpatrick, Townsend, and Stockton LLP. She's 32 years old. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Driver's License Restoration Project with the NC Pro Bono Resource Center, Military Missions in Action, Leadership Raleigh, Greater Raleigh Chamber of Commerce, and Democracy NC Election Protection Hotline. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Cross-examining my first witness at trial in a Bet the Company litigation, particularly given the public speaking isn't my preference. With the help of a partner and mentor who worked with me until I felt confident, and after much practice and preparation, I overcame that hurdle. The experience not only pushed me out of my comfort zone, but also helped shape how I approach public speaking and trial work moving forward. What's the biggest change your industry will see in the next 5 or 10 years? The increasing role of AI in litigation and patent prosecution. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Don't worry about the things you cannot control. Act on those you can. What do you know now that you wished you knew at the start of your career? I would have embraced the value of work-life balance sooner. Early on, I was all about the long hours, but I've learned that taking care of my well-being is key to long-term success and productivity. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Jim Valvano, Charles Barkley, and Jimmy Buffett. What is your secret talent? Picking up on details that most people miss. Ms. Kobala was born in Fayetteville and lives in Raleigh. Our next honoree is Maggie Lamp, the CEO of Vanir Installed Sales. She's 33 years old. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? We started our community work by investing in our own team. We introduced a 37-hour work week to give our office employees more time with their families, an intentional step toward building a more human-centered company culture. We also support the Viribus Foundation, which provides mentorship and resources to underserved communities. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Earning credibility as a young woman leading in construction while driving innovation in a legacy industry. It took time, resilience, and a belief that operational excellence can coexist with empathy and innovation. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? The construction industry will be reshaped by automation and AI. Everything from labor forecasting to project oversight will become more data-driven. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Surround yourself with the right people and trust them to help you build something bigger. What do you know now that you wish you knew at the start of your career? Go with your gut. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Jacinda Ardern and my grandfather, two leaders who demonstrated strength, humility, and deep care for others. What's your secret talent? I can build and code a basic website, a self-taught skill I used to launch a thriving online forum early in my career. Ms. Lamp was born in Smithfield and lives there today. Ryan Levesque is our next honoree. He's the Vice President and Mid-Atlantic Regional Manager of Shook Construction. He's 39 years old. What community causes have you been involved in during the past year? The Angel Tree Foundation, Salvation Army, Connect for Success, and also volunteering and sponsoring Wake Technical Community College's Fostering Bright Futures 5K, which helps children transition from foster care to independent adulthood. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Early in my career, I relocated often to help build and deliver complex water treatment projects. Balancing the demands of the projects, geographic relocations, and relationship with my now wife required discipline, intentionality, and balance. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? The adoption and integration of AI. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Professionally, don't ever find yourself saying, "That's not my job." And if you do, make sure you find the person whose job it is and ensure they know what needs to be done. Personally, don't wait. What do you know now that you wished you knew at the start of your career? 20 years ago, I wish I had the knowledge and systems in place to prioritize the important over the urgent. Make time for your own personal health. Be a good steward of the community. Make the time to stay in touch with a good friend. Be present in the moment. Life is happening right now. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Seth Godin, Adam Grant, Malcolm Gladwell, Tim Ferriss, Robert Glazer, James Clear, and Patrick Lencioni. What's your secret talent? Cooking a delicious filet mignon. Mr. Levesque is from Dover, Foxcroft, Maine, and now lives in Apex. Honoree Dustin Magaziner is the CEO of PayBright, and he's 32 years old. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Help small business owners better understand the costs of digital payment operations, and in doing so, reduce the fees and unneeded expenditures of doing business. Supporter of Chabad Young Professionals in Raleigh. What's the greatest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Recruiting and hiring the right team members to support its continued growth. PayBright significantly slowed during the hiring process, developed new hiring criteria, expanded job descriptions, and significantly improved the onboarding and staff training process. They added more quantitative and qualitative measures for identifying new team members who are the best fit for the organization. This intentionality had a positive impact on the company's culture, employee engagement, and retention. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? Companies and sales agents must continue to implement new technology solutions, partner with technology providers, and work with merchants to help them understand and implement the tools they need to grow. What's the best advice you've ever been given? I was raised to stay grounded and humble, and to always remember where you started and to be appreciative of the customers, employees, friends, and family members who were with you along the way. What do you know now that you wish you knew at the start of your career? Fail fast. I'm an optimistic person, but sometimes this outlook can lead to being stubborn in the belief that everything will work out. Sometimes it's okay to accept that things are not working out as planned and pivot early on. What's your secret talent? I am secretly a good whistler. Mr. Magaziner was born in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and now lives in Raleigh. Shannon McKinney is the Senior Director of Weatherby Healthcare. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? United Way of Greater Triangle, Special Olympics, Raleigh City Farm Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina, Camden Street Learning Garden in downtown Raleigh. What's the biggest obstacle you've overcome in your career? Personally, I struggle to step away. I love what I do. I love the work. But I'm more than just a leader. My greatest obstacle is stepping away and allowing the other parts of me to develop and be present. I'm a daughter, mom, friend, runner, yogi, and traveler. My greatest obstacle is choosing to do those things too. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? The changes in healthcare are unpredictable. With staffing shortages and fewer people entering the medical field, the industry will face many challenges. Hospitals will continue to face high demand with a shrinking talent pool. We're seeing this already today with health systems pivoting towards a team approach. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Ready isn't a feeling, it's a decision. And to always wear bold red lipstick when you need an extra kick of confidence. What do you know now that you wish you knew at the start of your career? Nothing's permanent, and you get to choose how you show up. Who would make the guest list for your dream business lunch? Martha Stewart. And what is your secret talent? Working memory. And Miss McKinney is 35 years old. She was born in Durham and lives in Durham. Unfortunately, we're not going to have time to go into all of the rest of the honorees in full detail. I read a synopsis of the rest of these folks. The next one is Daphne Moore. She's the Constituent Services Liaison at the U.S. House of Representatives Office of Deborah Ross. She's 38 years old. Zayad Musmar is the Assistant Vice President of WSP. He's 37 years old. Catherine Taylor Payne is the Project Executive at LaChase. She's 39 years old. Joseph Pittman is an orthodontist at Pittman Family Orthodontics. He's 39 years old. Shankar Ramaswamy is the CEO of Kriya Therapeutics. He's 35 years old. Mayank Rathi is the Vice President, Product and Engineering for Advanced Auto Parts. He's 39 years old. Mike Salisbury is a physician with Wake Emergency Physicians. He's 39 years old. Adam Schieffer is the Chief Advancement Officer of the Carolina Ballet, and he's 39 years old. Kimberly Simon is the CEO of Secure Network Administration. She's 38 years old. Hunter Stewart is the Vice President, Principal, Lee & Associates of Raleigh, Durham, and Wilmington. He's 38 years old. Parker Watson is the Program Director of Shelton Challenge Programs and the Shelton Leadership Center. She's 36 years old. And Collier Wright is the Vice President of Solutions True Technologies, the makers of True Lab. He's 37 years old. Our final 40 Under 40 honoree is Joseph Zambon. He's the co-founder, Vice President of Research and Development at Fathom Science. He's 39 years old. His secret talent is he can perfectly trifold any legal-sized piece of paper measuring by eyeball only. Crabtree Valley Mall has been sold to a California firm. One of Raleigh's top real estate assets has a new owner. The Mesa Ridge Company, a real estate company based in Santa Monica, California, announced June 24th it has acquired Crabtree Valley Mall along Glenwood Avenue for $290 million. The seller is CVM Holdings, LLC, whose ownership traces back to the Abu Dhabi Investment Authority. Mesa Ridge owns retail property across the country, including in Arizona, California, New York, and Washington, D.C. We've run out of time for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Hugh Bennett, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The Triangle Business Journal is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. So long until next time. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.